Hey everybody, this is Dan Young.
And Craig Morrison.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Total Wellness Radio, where every week, Craig and I bring you natural, non-invasive approaches to today's most common health concerns that you can use immediately in your home with you and your family. So, thank you so much again for Craig, this is Dan, for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio.
Good afternoon, folks.
Hey, good day, everybody. Welcome to this week's Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. As always, we love spending some time with you folks discussing some of the most common concerns people are having, recurrent concerns. There's a myriad of concerns that people have with their health going in all different directions simultaneously. I know the spotlight's been put on one particular situation. Hey, Kim, thanks for joining. That's regarding a weak immune system against a virus, but we're really about optimizing overall health.
Yes.
And daily living habits that you can develop that will serve you and your family very, very well. This topic today is something that we kind of, hey Paul, hey, thanks for joining. Good to see you. Is kind of a, It goes off into all kinds of areas, right? Because it's called celiac.
And it's kind of a touchy subject.
Well,
because people love their wheats and grains, yeah, you know?
He just dives right into it. Just no punches pulled with Craig, I'll tell you.
Well, it's truth.
Yeah, it is the truth.
And sometimes...
These are all diet-related issues, okay?
Yes.
This is not a genetic situation where, well, daddy had it and grandma had it and grandma's grandma had it or whatever... the Genome Project proved that only as a maximum of 30% of your ill health in your lifetime has anything to do with your genetics. It's closer to about 10%. And, that's
well,
just
one of the reasons
things.
Why grandma and grandpa and then mom and dad and then the children, you know, seem to get some of the same things is because they're susceptible to those things and they eat the same diet.
They have habits.
Yes, they have the same habits. You learn from your parents.
Yeah. I tell people all the time that come to the clinics, like, well, you really don't need a health evaluation. You need a habit evaluation.
Yep. So
they're like, oh, yeah, that can be improved. So, and here's the thing. When we make that the priority and really develop better over time, 3 to 6 months of improvements that stabilize and are sustainable in a lot of different areas, man, the body performs so much better. You avoid so much of the stuff that you see friends and family having. You say to yourself, after they leave or the party's over, it's like, boy, I hope I never end up like Joe, you know? Mm-hmm. And so hope, you know, management by hope is kind of like crossing your fingers and holding your breath.
Yeah.
Right? When in fact, there's things you can be doing. There's things that you can take responsibility for and develop some habits. We're going to discuss those around this topic today, celiac sprue. You know, this is, what?
Well, you just want to learn how to modify your diet. I hate the word change because change has a tendency to scare people, you know?
Well, you know,
but
bottom line.
Modification is
whatever word
different.
Salves the truth for you the best, right? And covers it in honey the best. The truth of the matter is the new habits are going to have to be developed, period.
Absolutely.
And, you know, food quality, air, water, and food pollutants, pesticides, chemicals, the out-and-out attack on food that's happened in this country to make it last longer on a shelf and things of that nature really hasn't
removal
helped.
Removal of enzymes and stuff.
Yeah, really hasn't helped our situation. So I've got notes today. Craig's going to spin off of some of these notes and fill in some of the blanks that I missed. But here's this concern really involves... What we're dealing with are the symptoms of inflammation, okay? Mm-hmm. Primal Eats. Yes, John, thank you. I love Primal Kitchen. Yeah, Primal Eats, if that's what you want to call it. Primal Kitchen, I think that's the brand we're both referring to. It's really good stuff, really good. Inflammation of the gut causes the intestine to lose its capabilities of absorption and properly pulling nutrition out because of a thing called villi. And they're kind of like finger-like protrusions in the gut. Craig's going to explain in more detail what happens.
What they really are is they're little hairs, you know, and on the inside of your gut, it goes like this, and that's called flora, okay? And if you were to spread all that out, it's large enough to cover a whole tennis court.
Just the small intestine.
Just the small intestine. And on all of that flora is villi. And villi are little hairs that pull nutrients, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what happens when you start eating all these glutens, which, despite popular belief, gluten is kind of a long term for the word glue.
Yeah.
Because what it does over time is it takes those villi and it weights them down and then it locks them in place to where they can't pull nutrients. And over time, that's what starts causing the breakdown. Not to mention, when you get all that wheat and all that gluten and glue stuck down in the flora, that's a perfect place for anything bad to happen because it says, oh, here's a resource of food. And it can, you know, bad things can start to grow.
Yeah.
You know, all of your
different environment.
Over all your immune challenges can start to grow in there because they have a nice warm semi-acidic area because they prefer an acidic environment over an alkaline. And there's food there. So the pathogens start to grow.
Yeah, it creates like a petri dish in your gut.
Yeah, and it's like an explosion.
Plus they feed off of the improperly digested food residues, proteins, fats, corn, sugars, carbohydrates.
Absolutely.
Starches, things. I said corn, but corn is corn, oats, wheat, barley, right? These are your rye.
Rice, unfortunately, especially white rice.
Has your can have the gluten component in it, and even soy sauces and marinades.
Yes.
Some people don't realize that gluten is not just found as a natural occurring protein in wheats and grains. It's added to things.
Absolutely.
For texture and whatnot. So there, you know, there's a lot of things that there's a lot of exposure to that. We're giving you some resources at the end of today's discussion, which, by the way, will be on Total Wellness Radio later today. For those of you who like to listen to the podcast version, and we'll get that uploaded here in a little bit. So there's a lot of sources for that. We're going to give you, like I say, some resources to help identify that. What's actually taking place, according to the literature, is that the permeability is another factor. Not only is, as Craig said, is the villi getting either crunched down or glued down and can't, as food is rolling over that surface, have a drawing effect like it's supposed to, we're also getting such inflammation that things are leaching in to the system faster than they should be there. They're not processed properly, not purified.
Yeah, the bad stuff is actually leaching through where it shouldn't.
And the term for that is? Leaky gut syndrome.
Yeah. Well, yeah, leaky gut.
Leaky gut. Dr. Leo Galen was the one that discovered this. 1993 is when I think his literature, 91, 93, somewhere in there, where his literature, a medical doctor, really started coming to the surface, educating other professionals about this phenomenon. He was discussing this in Colorado Springs. His contemporaries blew him off, said, oh, yo, Leo, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not possible, blah, blah, blah. Finally, he just said, well, I'm going to keep doing my work because this is helping people get their health in order by rebuilding the gut quality.
And bringing down that inflammation in the gut.
Bringing that inflammation down. And by 1997, he had such great results with addressing this with people that Newsweek did an article, I believe it's 7 pages long. The title is called Gut Reactions. It appeared in Newsweek November 1997. You can look it up, still online, or you can type in Leo Galen, MD, and look up all of his research, or type in Newsweek article Gut Reaction and get yourself a copy and kind of read into that. Because everybody in modern societies exposed to the standard American diet is exposed to a lesser or greater degree of this type of expression.
Absolutely.
And there's no way around it. So, we have found clinically that the underlying cause is not just the gluten, but the inflammation byproduct of, because what? Corn, oat, wheats, rice, barley, they're fast metabolizing.
Mm-hmm. And they turn to sugar.
Turn to sugar. Sugar's like gas on a fire with inflammation. And voila, you have these IBS, Crohn's, all of these different spin-off labels that's being, you know, misdirecting our attention. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have Crohn's. Oh, you have IBS. Oh, you have this gluten intolerance, you know, called celiac or SPRU. They're taking symptoms of gut health and just labeling them. Just labeling different. They may twist a little bit. So, okay, a new name for the symptoms. Does you no good to know the name of a series of symptoms. You had better start learning, especially now more than ever, in the times we're in.
Mm-hmm.
You, there's no better health advocate out there for you than you. You better get some time invested in getting educated. Hey, Cindy. Hey, Dolores. Thanks for joining us. Better get some time invested in some resources that will serve you in the future, in the coming months and years. You don't want to get sick in America if you can possibly avoid it. But the only way you're going to avoid it is to get well-educated with the right resources and demonstrate those uses of those resources. And then you're going to position yourself to have a much better than average chance of maintaining optimum health.
You know, you want to learn how to modify your diet.
Yeah.
Is over basically time. What we're saying.
Over time.
The things that we eat today, we did not eat when we were growing up.
They didn't have those foods.
They didn't have those foods.
5,000 different grocery store products that sit in a box, a bag, or a can
right.
can sit there for months on end and taste just as good the day it was processed as 2 years later that you buy it off the shelf. It's dead and it doesn't have any nutrient quality.
The other thing is we didn't have McDonald's on every corner and all these other fast food things. And you know, one of my favorite food rules in the world is, you know, food does not come through a car window.
Hey, Bob.
So, you know, when I grew up, we had one McDonald's and I lived in Los Angeles at the time.
Oh, wow.
And I was 13 years old before I ever saw a McDonald's.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the truth.
I was nine before an A&W came to the little town that we lived in. Bob remembers this in Townsend, Montana.
So we grew up in a different time. People that are, and that's one of the reasons why we're seeing a lot of this stuff starting to happen in children much younger than it should.
Yeah.
And young adults especially are very, very susceptible to this because of the diet that we're eating today.
It's a very inflammation-driving diet.
Right.
Period.
You know, they're not eating vegetables. They're not eating fruit like they should.
You mean Mott's apple juice isn't getting my fruit in for the day?
No, it's not.
Okay. All right.
Neither is Mott's applesauce. But, Mott's applesauce is better than a Snicker bar. Yeah. I guarantee you that.
That's true, too.
You know, so get your kids or pudding in a cup, you know. We didn't have any of that stuff, you know, and we used to have to eat fruit. Mom and Dad would give us a piece of fruit if we wanted something sweet,
mm-hmm.
you know. Yeah. And so these are things that over time we as a society really have to start working on.
It's called
getting back to basics.
Getting back to basics.
Because this stuff is dangerous.
Yep.
And it's life-threatening and health-threatening.
It's dangerous in and of itself.
Yes.
Then you subject yourself to modern medicine's inability to properly restore, rebuild, and repair this. And now you got to heal not once but twice. You got to heal from the faulty diet. And you got to heal from the toxic side effects of, you have an antibiotic deficiency.
Yeah.
You need an antibiotic. You need Nexium and Tums, right? You need all this garbage that has zero impact on him restoring and building and repairing.
You have an allergy to foods.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They don't work. We have a question there. What's the question?
What do we got here? What do we got here? Let's see. Janet says, Tina, as an infant, after I quit nursing and put her on formula, developed a wheat allergy from the formula. Still must be cautious to this day. Regarding gluten products, that is so true because once that pattern's in there, just a little bit, man, can just spark it off again.
Man, if there's anything that's ever happened in our country for babies that's been good, it's the loss of formula.
Yeah.
You know, it's getting mothers to, you know, start breastfeeding and you know, doing the stuff that they're supposed to do to build up their baby's immune systems and to actually help with their growth.
Yeah.
Rather than feeding them this sugary junk that they call formula. That stuff scares me to death. You know, I wish more, you know, and I'm not getting down on moms. Moms.
We live in a different time.
Yeah.
We live the in a two different household time. Income, the debt, the,
you have to
the
work,
two cars, the house, the picket fence.
And
right?
It's, and it's hard.
And it's hard.
But I think this is something that will help to get more moms back to breastfeeding and really helping. It does more than just help them nutritionally. It helps with the bond between mom and the child.
Yeah. Yep.
And enough of my soapbox.
One of the things, hey Tara, thanks for joining us. One of the things that we really have noticed clinically, and we're going to get into some of the nutritional simple things that you can use, simple resources mm-hmm. that really help you
if you're get suffering over this, from
if
this.
You're suffering anything to do with gut.
Yeah.
Let's forget, like, you know, you have celiac, you have IBS, Crohn's, right? You have right. all this other stuff going on, malabsorption. Yeah, leaky gut, okay? Aloe vera juice. Aloe vera juice, inner fillet, gel or juice. You can do gel or juice, a couple of tablespoons of the gel, shake it up in a 16-ounce water bottle, drink it that way, or just drink the juice. But do it daily for 3 to 6 months. Aloe vera juice is one of the most proven plant source nutrients that you can provide the body because of several factors. It adds back permeability to the integrity to the tissues to lessen the permeability. It helps with inflammation. It's a natural cleanser. It provides an environment in the gut that won't support bacteria, you know, parasites, viruses and funguses, right?
Another thing about aloe vera juice is it's very similar to our own blood plasma.
Hey, Scott.
And so, you know, people that have ulcers and stuff like that.
Anything going on with the gut.
The gut.
Anything to go on with the gut.
Aloe vera juice 2 to 3 ounces,
2 or 3 times a day for 3 to 6 months. I refer people here locally to the Lily of the Desert brand inner fillet juice in the glass container, not the plastic.
Try to stay away
in the glass container. You want to avoid toxins. That's one of the things that feeds this inflammation problem. Proper levels of hydrochloric acid and enzymes. So
enzymes are so important, especially when it comes to breaking down grains and any kind of carbohydrates.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have proper enzymes, especially pancreatic enzymes.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you get on a good form of enzymes.
You can order super enzymes from us anywhere in the world and one every meal. And I'll tell you, especially if you're a little constipated, a little sluggish in the bowel.
It really, really helps.
Tend to get a lot of gas and bloating.
I know.
Yeah, I take them. Craig takes them.
I'm old and bowel movements are really important to me. So I take super enzymes because they help with my bowel movements. It's just that simple.
We talk a lot of poop in this office.
Yes, we do.
That's just the key to health. But good enzymes, that's the number one thing in our notes. Be sure and rule out immune challenges.
Yes.
So there's things, what are the different pathogens we need to be aware of?
Bacteria, parasites, viruses. All of these things can have something to do with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to make sure you rule those out as not being something that's affecting that.
Yep.
If they are, take care of them.
Yep. And there's a dietary component to enhance pulling toxins out, promoting good quality health in the gut. Hey, Charlie, thanks for joining us.
Stuff like chlorophyll.
You want to make sure and eat lots of seeds, nuts, figs, strawberries, blueberries, blackberries, high fiber, nutritious foods. These are the foods that are going to provide you with the drawing agents, the things that can kind of get rid of things that don't belong as you have those eliminations. The other is pre and probiotics.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A bioflora a day.
Yep.
Because it contains both.
Yes.
The prebiotic, which is a culture of a mushroom that is present to help support the bacterial cultures for the probiotics.
It's kind of what feeds the bacteria.
That's exactly what
to
it
help
is.
It to
a prebiotic
to reproduce and grow.
Yep.
You know, if you've got good bacteria in your gut, bad stuff like yeast and
bacteria,
parasites and bad bacterias and viruses, they have a hard time growing because that good bacteria says, this ain't happening, and it starts fighting them. Mm-hmm. So you want to feed it as well as put extra colonies in the gut.
Yep.
And that's what the probiotics do.
People who have overused, and this goes for almost everybody, unfortunately in our country, have been overexposed to the use of antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And these have created an environment called microbiome. The gut health environment has been so disrupted and sometimes, in some cases, so stripped of its ability to support good bacterial growth that you can do all the probiotics on the planet, but unless you heal the integrity of that tissue and re-nourish it with, like what Craig mentioned earlier, things like chlorophyll and okra, eating okra, right? Slippery elm bark. These are all things that nature has proven time and time again to be
Romania.
These are the things that nature has proven time and time again to be the most effective health rebuilding and stabilizing agents on the planet.
Yeah.
There's no synthetic approach to this that works. Only our organic and
you have to
food, nutrition,
you
and
have
herbs to work with it.
The body the right replacement parts.
Yep.
You know,
and it only comes from
food.
Food's the only thing that has it.
You know,
there's
synthetic. There's not a drug on the planet that has replacement parts.
Nope.
You know?
Avoid oats, wheat, corn, rye, barley, and also certain sauces like
soy sauce, marinade,
thank you.
Barbecue sauce.
Yep. They'll put gluten in those things.
Yes, they will.
You've got to become kind of a little bit of a Sherlock Holmes and read the labels closely.
Well, and they're going to put sugar in it. And then sugar.
And
if you look at most of your barbecue sauces, they have some form of wheat or oats or they have some form of that in there, you know, to make them hold together when you rub them on your meat.
Yep.
You know.
Melvin Page was a medical doctor in our history. And I would venture to guess that nobody watching this or listening to the podcast at some point even remembers or knows who Melvin Page was. But I'll bet almost every one of you who watch this or listen to it on the podcast know who a guy by the name of Atkins, Dr. Atkins and the Atkins diet was. Well, guess what? Dr. Atkins was Melvin Page's number one protege. And then he twisted Melvin's work up and remarketed it to take credit for it.
Yeah.
Melvin Page has the Page Foundational Diet. You can go to ifnh.org. That's the International Foundation for Nutrition and Health. That's what it stands for. ifnh.org. Get a copy of it. Follow through and use that as a potential guide to modify this diet over the next 3 to 6 months. Here's some other resources. The celiac.org, C-E-L-I-A-C, celiac.org, is an organization that can provide you a food guide to be aware of. And they do update it on a regular basis. And thank you. I applaud them for giving us these resources to share.
We kind of give people a food guide, too.
We give people a food guide. Phase one foods will also do the trick. And that's based on Doug Kaufman's work.
Yes.
If you think you have a yeast overgrowth, visit knowthecause.com, K-N-O-W, thecause.com. Doug does live broadcasts a lot, too, so you know he's the authority on that. We have become kind of backseat authorities in using his material. We've used it for 20 years with great results with people, but it does take effort, and it takes patience, but you'll get the results you're looking for. Always remember to think in terms of cooking techniques. This is a great guide. You can get this at Selene River Press, SELENERiverPress.com, Selene River Press. They have a nice complete guide to the GAPS diet.
Mm-hmm.
The GAPS diet is also very effective at helping rebuild gut, gut integrity, gut health. So consider that. And as always, consider other modalities that can be very beneficial to you.
Mm-hmm. Chiropractic.
Chiropractic. Acupuncture. Massage therapy. Reiki work. Energy work.
Yeah, any homeopathy. Form of energy work. Homeopathy works well.
There's a lot of really good resources out there, but really remember that at the end of the day, we all stand on the foundation of a couple of things. One, we must become our own best health advocate. No one else out there in any industry or agency is going to become our health advocate better than us. We have got to be willing to step up and take on those responsibilities. Reach out to us anytime for more resources. We are an open book of resources when it comes to this type of thing on a variety of concerns regarding what's going on with your health. The other is making certain that you are patient and consistent in developing the new habits. That's really it.
And don't beat yourself up if you're not perfect at it. Because none of us are.
None of us are. This is day two that I wasn't in the gym at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I'm feeling it. I feel better when I go to the gym. Back in the gym tomorrow, leg day, and I'll, make up on Saturday. I usually hit the gym 5 days a week. And I'm, I went Monday. But Tuesday and Wednesday, I dropped the ball. But you know what? I'm not going to beat myself up over it. No. I'm going to get back in there tomorrow and get back my consistencies again.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah, be as consistent as possible, never perfect. Become your own best health advocate. Order our book right here over my shoulder. Absolutely. If you don't have that book, read that one as a primer first on some of the most proven basics you can do for cleansing and nourishing the body, starting with the gut, liver, kidneys, urinary tract, lymphatics, head to toe, and then if there's a certain immune support and or environmental toxin detox needed, it covers it. But it's one of the best, I believe, out there, because it's not my opinion. It's the culmination of literally 60, 80, 100 years of practitioner experience.
Right.
That we have absolutely been able to grasp. Thank you, Father, for helping us do that and starting this and grasp those techniques and bring them here as proven resources for you folks to enjoy. So, enough on that. We are going to wrap up. We've got to be in exam rooms in a couple of minutes. As always, we thank you and we pray you have a wonderful and blessed week. We appreciate your tuning in to this episode of Country Doctor Wellness Wednesday. Next week, the symptom called blood pressure.
Mm.
And we're not going to call it high or low, right? Because that's a judgment call.
And it could be either one.
It could be either one. But what we want to talk about is how to maintain really good cardiovascular health.
Yep.
The number one killer in America, regardless of what CNN or Fox says, the number one killer in America is cardiovascular illness for men and women. That isn't going away. And it's not getting any better regardless of all the things they're trying to suggest will be beneficial from an artificial standpoint. It doesn't work, okay? And we're going to introduce you to some food programs from some very well-known cardiologists, Dr. Esselstein, Dr. Gundry. We're going to reference their material. These gentlemen have proven it from a dietary standpoint, and we're going to make sure and pass those resources on. So that is July 20th, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, blood pressure, or more importantly, cardiovascular health and wellness. So you guys take care. As always, have a wonderful and blessed week, and we'll see you in the next video.
Bye-bye.
Well, that'll do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thanks again for tuning in. And for more information, be sure and catch us on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Mountain Time at the Country Doctor Nutritional Center Facebook page. Until next time, thank you so much for tuning in.